And now the Goldbergs. When Molly came south to be present at Sammy Goldberg's wedding to Sylvia Allison, Molly expected to revise all her past opinions of the girl and admit she was wrong. And then incident after incident occurred which more than reinforced all Molly's old suspicions. First, Sammy wasn't at hand. Sylvia said Sammy was away on business for her father. Mr. Allison said so too. But Molly couldn't rest quietly. And then she learned that Sammy had sent a telegram to Lastonbury asking her not to come, saying the marriage was off. Lastly, Molly recognized in Sylvia's brother-in-law the voice of the man who had warned her not to let Sammy come south. This mass of distortion and suspicion overcame Molly. She was on the point of demanding an explanation of the whole mess of the Allison when suddenly the phone rang. Sammy had come back. But Molly's not satisfied to let everything pass, for the happiness of her son, his safety, and his feelings are paramount in her life. And Molly will not rest until she knows the truth of what happened to the Allison. Listen.
Rosalie, wait here.
Molly, yes, Molly, yes. Quickly. What are you waiting
yes.
for? Come. We are going to the store. Tell me at the store.
Yes, I know, Dick. I'm coming.
Where is your enthusiasm, where? You couldn't wait until Sammy got back and
all right, Dick. I'm getting ready, Elsie. Rosalie. Rosalie.
Rosalie.
Mom, why did Sammy come back?
I don't know. I don't know why Sammy came back. Rosalie, what should I do?
Don't do anything until you see Sammy, Mom.
But now I'm between him and Dick. Rosalie, the telegram.
Sammy said we shouldn't come in the telegram, that the wedding was over. Why did he come back? Why? That was the worst thing he could do at the moment. Why did he come back? Why? He wasn't on a business trip, Rosalie. That we know. And now Sammy's back. What should I do now, Rosalie?
Don't do anything until you see Sammy.
And Papa?
Don't say anything to Papa either. Why, Rosalie? Well, why shouldn't I? You're smarter than I am now, Rosalie. At the moment, you're smarter. You think for me, Mommy. I can't think, Rosalie. I'm so beside myself, Rosalie. Why did Sammy send me a telegram to Lastonbury? Why? He said in the telegram, don't come. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I didn't dreamt it, Rosalie. I didn't dreamt it. I told you that's what was in the telegram. Don't come. Wedding is over. Letter will follow. That was in the telegram.
I know, Mommy.
But when, why did he come back? Why did he leave?
Ma will know everything. Now, maybe it's a good thing that you didn't call the brother-in-law, Ed, and say that you knew he was the one who called us in Lastonbury to warn us not to let Sammy go south. You were mistaken, Ma.
Well, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure I'm not wrong. That brother-in-law, Ed? What's the name, no? Ed.
Uh-huh.
I'll see him also, yes. See him in our last second class. I'm not finished yet just because Sammy came back.
I'm not... Well, go ahead.
I'm coming.
Do you want me to help you, Mother Goldberg?
No, thank you.
Every other time she says Mother Goldberg.
Mama, darling, you're getting yourself nervous again.
I can't stand up to Mother Goldberg.
You're so nervous.
Well, now I have something to be nervous about, no?
No, not until you see Sammy and his
Well,
Molly,
you must be very anxious to see your son.
I'm coming, Rick.
Oh, lovely. Lovely, darling. Then I shouldn't tell Papa.
I wouldn't, Mom. Maybe they just had a little lover's quarrel and Sammy sent the telegram. You know Sammy's quick-tempered, Mom.
Huh? And you think, darling, that what they told us about Sammy being away on a business trip was true?
Maybe it was.
Oh, and maybe it was not. Maybe it was not. Rosalie, there's more in a haystack than the needle. There's more than the needle, Rosalie, dear. And there's more here than we ever even thought about.
If we speak to Sammy now, we'll find out.
I'm coming. Hey, anyhow. Rosalie?
Don't cross the bridge until you get to it, Ma.
Well, the ridge was crossed, darling. The bridge was crossed long ago, and that is a pity.
What's that, Molly?
I'm on the blue one, Jake.
I don't know if it's blue, which
is black. I don't know if it's blue and this is black. Come, Rosalie. All right, Ma, but please don't be shocked. Not one
voice. No, I said the blue one, Daddy. But I don't know this is blue, and this is black.
Daddy?
Mother Goldberg!
Sylvia.
I told you Daddy would come back, Daddy. I knew he would. I I knew he wouldn't believe the lies that Henry had told him. But maybe he had a moment of things to consider, to see that all they want to do was for her. Sammy loves me. He loves me. And he's back. I told you to wait, Daddy, darling. I told you not to tell the Goldbergs. I told you they'd never need to know.
But Leo will remember those hours of agony she caused me with the lies.
Oh, let's not worry about Leo, Daddy, darling. Sammy's back.
Now I'll tell the Goldbergs the truth. As long as Sammy is back, I'll tell them the truth. At least that much I'll get off my conscience.
Daddy, listen to me.
What now?
I'm going down to meet Sammy alone. I'm going to tell him what happened. How he spoke to me. We told him he was on a business trip. I'll ask him not to say anything to them. The Goldbergs don't have to know about Edna, and they don't have to know about Sammy's quarrel with me.
No. I lied once. That's enough.
But, Daddy, darling, do you think Sammy would want his people to know how silly he was? How we acted like a baby? Running off just because of what Leah said? Well, don't you think he's ashamed?
I'm ashamed that I lied too, Sylvia.
But we have to think of Sammy. Mrs. Goldberg would like to hear that Sammy and I quarreled. Well, you know the trouble I had with her last year.
This isn't the way a marriage should begin.
Marriages begin because people love each other. And they break up because strangers and relatives mix in. I don't want Mrs. Goldberg to have any reason for having confidential talks with Sandy on what Leah told him. I wouldn't put it past to the golden Leah. And you know Leah, Daddy. You know how she feels about us. You know what she'd do to make you unhappy.
But Leah knows that Sammy wasn't away on a business trip.
As long as Sammy says he was, that's all that counts.
I don't like it.
Listen to me, Daddy. I know what's right. I can feel it. I'm going down to talk to Sammy before he can see anyone else. And we'll come back together. If you, the Goldbergs, here,
I'll tell her.
I'm driving Sammy back. It'll only take another 10 minutes. Daddy, tell her anything.
Sylvia.
You see, I was right before, and I'm right now.
But Sylvia...
Yes, goodbye, Daddy.
In here, Jake.
We are coming. Mrs. Goldberg is changing herself.
No, there's no hurry.
Why didn't Sammy come right here to the house? Why is he waiting at the store?
All right,
so let's go. Where is Sylvia?
She went down to the store.
Why didn't she wait for us?
How could she wait, Jake? She's got so much to tell Sammy.
Then let's go.
Look, why should we rush? Let the two young people meet first.
Oh.
Sylvia went down to get Sammy with the car.
Mr.
Allison Fink.
But, Jake, I wish to...
Molly. Allison Fink.
But, Jake, I wish to...
Molly, it's Mr. Allison Fink.
You stay with Mr. Allison, Jake, dear. Rosalie and me and...
You can't wait.
No, I can't wait, Jake.
Molly, remember, you're only the second fiddle now.
Yes. the second fiddle has its place in an orchestra, too. No, Jay. And as long as the strings are not broken, the fiddles can fiddle.
You didn't know my wife was a philosopher, huh, Allison?
Well, I...
A philosopher? Why a philosopher? A mother sister.